Well, you'll know that on Monday morning, we like to give you a bit of an idea of some of the new music that's going to be filling your airwaves on 2SER 107.3 for the week. Our music director, Andrew Cadori, is the man qualified to talk about this because he's the man who picks all of the music that you love. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm really good. Now, what are we having a bit of a listen to today?
Well, let's start off with Sarah Belknap from out of Sydney. It's been a long time coming, this debut album from her. It's called But You Are, But It Has. Now, she actually arrived on the scene as Miss Little, and she was doing more of a vintage pop thing around that time.
Oh.
And I guess she felt that she exhausted that. In the meantime, she's been a go-to musician and arranger for some of Australia's top-line talent. People like Chet Faker, Nyree, and Sarah Blasco seeking out her vocals, her keyboards, her arrangements on certain tracks, that kind of thing. And she's been busy because she's been working away at her own stuff. You might know that the single Time got quite a flogging here on 2SER last year. So this album, But You Are, But It Has, it's got quite a different feel to the Miss Little stuff. It's a really nifty angle on that electronic soul pop hybrid. It works really well. Lots of streaks of synth funk, a bit of R&B bounce, and she pulls it off really well. I think it's a really classy record. It comes at it with a really interesting angle. I think it's quite ambitious, and the songs, they're far from trite. They're not sort of pop songs in that chart bound kind of way. So it's a really interesting use of that kind of sound with the lyricism that she attaches to it. So let's hear a little bit of Chance.
Let's hear it now. I can see what you mean about the pop. It's got a little bit of an ethereal quality to it, which I really quite like.
Yeah, totally. Look, there's a lot of sass with this record, but it's matched with a lot of intelligence. It's from Sarah Belknap out of Sydney, and it's called But You Are, But It Has.
Alrighty. I'm looking forward to a bit more of that.
Yeah. So look, let's move on to Washington, D.C., and a band out of there called Priests, who have been around for 5 years and released some cassettes and short-run CDs and stuff like that. They're a punk band out of Washington, D.C. They run their own label called Sister Polygon, which they release not only their own music, but other bands from out of the Washington, D.C. area. We're talking about tightly coiled punk energy and garage rock, that kind of punch. If you know a band like Bikini Kill, I think that Bikini Kill are a big influence on the likes of Priests. But then there's also the influence of the more sprawling ways of Sleater-Kinney with that kind of political fire to match on this, their full-length debut, which is called Nothing Feels Natural. So I really like this band because what they're doing is you can really see their influences. I can really see the Clash in there as well. And they're a band that's willing to take big bites out of that post-punk playbook, and they chew pretty hard, but they spit out something very fresh and vital once they're done. I think there's no coincidence that Priests hail from the same city as Fugazi, because Fugazi were very playful with post-punk. They put dub and funk patterns, and they were very melodic and not afraid of pop music as well. And they sprung a lot of this stuff on a devoted hardcore audience who really lapped this stuff up. And I think Priests are following in that way. Also in the way that they run their own label, because Fugazi released their own records on the wonderful Discord label. So yeah, look, riding high on invention and passion and indebted to the song first and foremost. A lot of twists and turns on this record, but a really immediate record as well. It's called Nothing Feels Natural from Priests. And I thought we'd take one of the more stomping numbers, JJ.
Let's have a listen. There's been a lot of talk from some people, Amanda Palmer's a big one of them, that the current political climate's going to be great for punk and post-punk.
Well, I think Priests are really riding on that as well. This is why this album feels really vital, because it's come out at a particular time. And of course, the post-punk era, bands like Public Image, Liniment and The Clash, for example, from the UK, really rode that wave and made a great deal of impact with not only their music and how fresh and raw and vital it was, but the message in the music as well.
Absolutely. And Washington, D.C. can't hurt either.
Well, no, yes. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who'll be very interested in that record from Priests. Nothing Feels Natural.
All right. What's up last?
Okay. What's up last? I think this is really something that's quite special. Let me just go back to where it's come from or how it's actually getting to the wider world. Awesome Tapes from Africa started as a blog trading on a very different kind of underground to the hardcore underground in Washington, D.C. We're talking about African music released on cassette, hawked by street vendors in the region that, unless you were there, it's really hard to discover and really hard to follow. So this guy called Brian Shinkovitz, an American guy, he was studying in Ghana. And he just got hooked on this cassette culture, and he spent a lot of time discovering all these amazing cassettes. They're really dirty, dusty things if you've ever seen some of these cassettes, because I've been brought some from overseas as well. And he just got obsessed, and then he started this blog, Awesome Tapes from Africa, to share the sounds that he was devouring. And so we're talking about African highlife pop, synth pop, disco, devotional music, this absolute tidal wave of music that is really hard to get to here. So that blog became extremely popular. And in recent years, since about, I think, 2011, Awesome Tapes from Africa has also become a label.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the latest thing from this label is hailing from Mali. It's a singer called Awa Pulo, and it's her latest album called Pulo Orari. So it's not a reissue. It's actually brand new stuff. And I just think it's this rare display of beauty that I haven't quite heard before in music. I mean, I listen to a lot of African music, but this is really beguiling stuff. It's a tapestry of acoustic guitars and gentle rhythms, kind of rhythms that just seem to float away in the air and you can't quite grab onto them, but they're just so compelling, just as much as her voice, which is incredibly commanding. So if you like African music or you've had any interest in it, I think this is a really important addition to anyone's love for music from this region. So I thought we'd go out with a track from Awa Pulo. The album's called Pulo Warari, and I think you've got the title of the track in front of
Pulo
you.
Pulo Hoto Niari.
Yeah, look, I think we've got to go out with something from this record because I think it's a pretty special one. And like I say, it's hard to come across this kind of music. So thank goodness for Awesome Tapes from Africa, who's releasing it.
I'm looking forward to this, mate. Thank you very much. We'll talk more new music this time next week.
See you next week.
Bye, Ojongar. Mimi Dara Jai Ojongar. mo kolo.